Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
8:35 this morning, okay? But first, it is Wednesday. Time to see if we can bust somebody with another exciting edition of Dirty Work Wednesday. Brought to you by our friend Gordon Zedd, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work. Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Brendan.
Hey, Brendan, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
All right, so I need some help figuring out what I did. I was dating this girl. I went on a date with this girl. Then all of a sudden, it's like we go from, this could be something, this has potential, to, sorry, I'm not interested, and never hearing from again. So now I'm just kind of wondering what happened. Like, it was like almost like overnight.
So who is this girl? What's her name?
Megan.
Okay, and how did you meet her?
We met up through one of the dating apps.
And give me the story. Did you take her on a date then?
Well, we sort of got to know each other through the app first. We got into the DMs. Eventually, I asked if she wanted to meet up for coffee. Kind of play it safe, a nice, comfortable environment, just to kind of meet up for the first time.
Okay, so this all sounds by the book so far.
Yeah. So we met up for coffee, and it was amazing. We had a lot in common. Yeah, we liked the same shows. We liked the same music. We liked the same movies. We grew up in the same area. So, I thought it was going, really well, super well. I asked if she wanted to get dinner after that because that was going so well. She's like, yeah, sure. So, she gave her a real number. So, I texted her a couple days later, and then we went out for dinner.
Okay, so far, this all sounds good.
Yeah, it was. So, we got to dinner, and again, the whole night's going great. She's laughing at my jokes. She's flirting. She looks like she's having a good time. She's relaxed. At the end of the night, we both leave. I send her a text to make sure that she got home okay, and she texts me back, and that was it. So, yeah, I got home. And I think it was a few days later, three, 4 days later, I send her a text, say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And she sends me a message that says, sorry, I'm busy, thanks anyway. Yeah, so I'm like, maybe she's busy. We don't know each other that well. I have no idea what she's got going on. So, I'm trying to not take it personally. Then on Sunday night, I send her another text, just trying to keep it light, to be like, oh, hey, how was your busy weekend? And I got nothing back. So I'm like, maybe she's playing hard to get or something. But that was over a week ago. So I'm pretty sure something's up. The only options are she lost her phone or I am absolutely being ghosted and blown off here.
So that is a little bit mysterious. Now, when you guys were at dinner, and you said she was looking flirty or comfortable, however you put it. That wasn't just your hopeful imagination, right? Like, did you get any sense that she wanted to end the night early?
No, not at all. Trust me, I've had bad dates before. I know how those go. It didn't seem like that at all. Like, and in fact, I was kind of joking about how I need to kind of step things up before we go on the third date because, you know, the coffee went well and dinner was going well. But no, she said, now I think you're doing pretty good so far, like in the middle of dinner. So I'm not sure how her mind changed between that and the next weekend and now, but something must have come up.
But you said you guys had a lot in common, right?
Yeah, a ton of stuff. Like I said, you know, shows, movies, sports, music, you name it.
So I'm asking because is there any chance she would know one of your exes? Like, is there a chance she knows anybody you used to date or somebody said, oh, he's not worth it or anything like that?
Well, I don't know. I doubt too many of my exes, not that there's a ton of them, would really say that about me. I'm still friends with most of them. They're like, at least we stay in touch a little bit.
Do you remember any moment during the dinner where for a minute things seemed awkward?
No, okay. Nothing comes
to
mind.
Did you pay for the dinner?
Oh, of course, absolutely.
Did you tip generously? I mean, maybe she judged you by the tip you left.
Oh, no. I come from restaurants. I always tip at least 20%. I overtip.
Okay.
Was there a goodnight kiss after the dinner?
No, I didn't want to, like, dive right in. I gave her a hug, and I thanked her, and, I tried to not be, like, you know, super aggressive about it.
Okay. And you're sure there was supposed to be another date?
I'm not a mind reader, but, you know, everything I had thought up to that point sure seemed that way.
Okay. So now you're wondering why there isn't one.
Yeah, that's really all I want to know. Like, whatever, but I have no idea what's going on here. If I made her feel some kind of way, I'd like to find out what it was.
Okay. So we'll call her up. We'll see if we can find out. I mean, we can be very persuasive. You do still have her number, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so give that to Shag, and then we'll call her when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Megan, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy on Z104.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. This is Megan?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I thought you were calling to try to get me a vote for somebody or something.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, the election is sort of over now, so hopefully you're still not getting those phone calls. No, we were calling because we needed your help with something.
Okay.
So we were doing a segment this morning about what went wrong on your first date. And we heard from this guy named Brendan. He said you guys went out on a date. Do you remember going out to dinner with Brendan?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, that did not sound good. So he told us about your dinner date. And according to him, things were going good. He said you looked amazing. The conversation seemed to be going well. He said you had some things in common. Is all of this, like, sound correct so far?
I mean, for the most part, yeah. I mean, it's kind of.
He also said that he sort of expected that there would be another date in your future, but you kind of turned sour on him. Is there a particular reason why?
You know what? Yeah, there is. And is he listening right now?
I mean, do you want him to be listening?
Honestly, I don't even care.
Okay, so did he say something or maybe do something that turned you off so bad?
Yeah, he really did. He seriously offended me.
Okay, well, we got to know what that was then. Did he have food stuck in his teeth? Did he have dragon breath? Does he have, like, incredible BO or something?
No, he made a huge mistake. And he probably didn't even realize that I found out about it. He just...
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. What was this huge mistake?
All right. So we went to eat at the Cheesecake Factory at the town center, and at the end of the night, our waitress comes up to me and hands me a slip of paper and goes, here's the recipe for the cheesecake you ordered, and I know you liked it, so I thought that you might want to keep this. And I remember thinking to myself, well, that's strange. I'm sure the Cheesecake Factory does not want their staff giving out their recipes to customers.
Yeah, I would have think so, too. That is strange.
Yeah, so I get to my car, and I look at the paper, and it's a note from the waitress, and it said, he said you weren't his girlfriend, but I thought you should know while you were in the bathroom that he asked me for my phone number. Girls gotta stick together.
My God. So he asked for the waitress's phone number while he was on a date with you.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. And how about that waitress? Girls got to stick together. Unbelievable.
Yeah, honestly, I almost walked back to the restaurant just to give her a bigger tip, but it was late and I was by myself in the parking garage, so I just drove home. And
so after you found that out, you decided you were no longer interested in Brandon then?
No, thank you.
Okay. But listen, it's not like you guys are in a relationship or anything. I mean, you're both free agents, right?
We are, but it's just really the level of disrespect that did it in for me. Yeah.
I mean, I completely agree. Here's the other thing. If he's doing it to you now, what happens when you are in a relationship and he's still doing it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have time for boys who like to play games like that. I'm looking for a real man.
It looks like Brendan might be calling in here. Did you want to talk to him at all?
Mm-mm. Nope. Not really. But tell him thanks for the free dinner.
Okay. Okay, I will. Thanks for clearing up the whole mystery there, Megan.
No problem. I love you guys and I love your show.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks again. Have a great morning.
You too.
The C-Morning Zoo's Dirty Work Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.